Poetry lovers, this Father's Day, give the gift of poetry with Father vs. Sons, a moving, funny, and richly illustrated book from the iconic Beat Generation author, Herbert Gold, and his twin sons. Father vs. Sons, a correspondence in poems.
Aloha, I'm Nou Rivila, author of Ask the Brindled and Poem a Day guest editor for the month of May. I hope that you enjoyed today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets. Mahalo for listening.
Aloha mai. This is Brandy Nalani McDougall reading We Live, We Live. We live, we live, for the Palestinian poet Rafat Alarir with lines from his poems. We dream and pray, clinging to life even harder every time a dear one's life is forcibly rooted up. We live, we live, we do. Rafat Alarir. You were killed yesterday on December 6th, but it was today, the 7th, my birthday, son of Shujaya, when I got the news that you were killed by Israel airstrike, visiting your brother's home in Gaza City. 83 years ago today, my grandfather, then only 12 years old, climbed onto the roof of his boarding school dormitory in Honolulu to watch the bombs fall on the U.S. base built on Pu'uloa and thought he would die that day. Just yesterday, you, your brother, your sister, and four of her children were killed. You were only a few years younger than me. This morning, a day after Israel's birds of death screeched down toward you, my children woke up on their own in Honolulu, though it was still dark, their breath like soil, their voices like soil, their kisses like soil, blinking when touched by rain. And my youngest, rubbing her eyes, asked if it was my birthday, and am I now 47? Before singing in our ancestors' language, we are learning to speak together after the wreckage of English and Americans. And my oldest, who is learning to speak in speech therapy, giggled in her grogginess, then sang her own song too. And what did I do to deserve such tenderness this early morning, or to live this long, having heard bombs and guns fired only from a distance, having stood safely, scared as a child, angry as an adult at the sound of our lands and waters, Kaho'olawe, Pohakuloa, Makua, Wahiawa, Mililani, battered, bruised, burned, poisoned in live fire practice, by bombs that may have fallen on you or close to you, on those you loved full-hearted, recklessly, those you learned to cling to even harder, bombs that may have hurt or killed children like mine, who could still sing. And you, what did you do to deserve your shorter poet's life, except tell the truth and sow the seeds of songs in your students, except grow your love for them, for your people, for your land and country, for the promise within the wreckage that is this English, echoing all the way here to Honolulu, where I resisted opening my TikTok feed to savor my children's sleepy sweetness a little longer before facing that birthdays are death days too. That each day bombs and schools, hospitals and houses fall. Each day children are pulled from rubble. children are pulled away crying from rubble that buried their mothers, that they feel alone, that their hurt seeps down into the dirt as they look heaven in the eye somewhere in Gaza, that they have written their names and their parents' names on their limbs so their bodies, or maybe just these parts, if that is all that's left, can be known to anyone who finds them. That if you must die, so easily uprooted from the earth, so harshly unsung, let it be a tale. And why not write poems to birth the strongest words of love, like rocks, like seeds, like songs, like names? And why not hold those rocks in your hands, your arms, pull them to your chest like children lighting the darkest of birthday mornings? Why not feel their full weight and cling even harder to live, dear poet, of Shujaya, of Gaza, of Palestine, just before you take flight?
About this poem, We Live, was written for the poet Rifat Alarir while I was working through so much grief and trauma from my personal life and tracking and witnessing the genocide of Palestinian families and communities. I learned on my 47th birthday that Alarir, along with several of his family members, had been killed by an Israeli airstrike. I was still going through a very difficult divorce, being a single parent who was caring for two children, and trying to balance all of that with the work I was doing as an Oivi poet, scholar, and teacher. I was also still grieving Lahaina and the Lahaina people after the wildfires. To say that my heart was broken would barely scratch the surface of my despair. And then in December, I got the news that Alarir, who had also been in his 40s, who had also believed in the promise and hope of poetry, who wrote of love and community in the face of ongoing Israeli settler colonialism and genocide, and who taught so many students about the power and beauty and hope within words, had died. I had been struggling to write, and Alarir's words and spirit helped. His poetry brought so much hope to me when I most needed it. This poem comes from so much gratitude for that generosity of hope.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.